Hello. Hello. Oh, you should, that's the worst time to eat a crisp. It's like at the beginning of a recording.
I thought it'd be funny.
Oh,
it wasn't, was it?
Welcome to the Baker's Dozen of the Ring of Godzilla's podcast.
It's not the last one. Oh, yeah. That's right. This is the Baker's Dozen. Number 13.
Yes.
Lucky for some fuckers.
Not so lucky for others.
Not lucky for others.
Do you like...
13 tumours riddled his brain.
13 flowers made us smile.
13 tumours in his balls. Do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do.
13 crisps is all you get in a packet of Walkers. They've got smaller since the 90s. They really have.
13 nipples on my ideal lady.
13 cups of coffee is what I need to get me through the average working day.
13 spanks on my pert little bottom is exactly what I need to get me off.
13 podcasts is what we've recorded.
13 podcasts this today.
What we've
achieved. Ooh, that in sounds like a time. What's period.
What's the hymn you used to sing at school? Remember?
When the knight won his spurs in the store. That's my favourite hymn ever.
Roses,
and I'm not even
red,
joking, man.
Peas are green, the broad beans are sleeping in the blankety beds. No, I think I've got that mixed up there.
Mixed up. Da-da-da-da-da-da, cabbage is green. Something sweeter than any I've seen. Brown potatoes in little heaps. Down in the darkness where the celery sleeps. Hey, we remembered most of that.
Yeah, that's good.
Putting a few somethings.
Jet planes refuelling in the air.
What's that?
I don't know. That's one. I think.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, down came the walls of Jericho.
I don't know that one either.
It was kind of really ominous.
That sounds good.
Horrible.
That's proper biblical, man.
Yeah.
Did you go to Catholic school?
Crashing down and killed all the people. Ah, you die.
And that's what happens to you if you turn your back on Jesus.
I turn.
Basically, the moral, isn't it?
I would worry about turning my back on Jesus.
We had a song like that. It went, oh my God, this is really bad. It went, think of all the people that have run away from God. Think of how unhappy they have been. Think of that man Jonah who thought he had his chips when he was swallowed by the biggest fish you've ever seen.
Wow.
What the fuck? What a horrible hymn. Fear God will be eaten by a whale. Horrible.
I predict I'm going to do a bit.
It's a prediction.
Dawkins will be in schools in 10 years' time.
A Dawkins hymn?
Yeah.
Wow.
If you believe in God,
why don't you go and suck your own cock?
You will be discriminated against.
Either that or eliminated in my atheist holocaust. Amen. What's this episode? H is for hymns.
H is for hymns.
Well, welcome back to the podcast listeners.
Way.
My name is Robert Ringham, and just here in my general vicinity is none other than
Mr. Daniel James Godsall.
Way.
I'm not sure if I'm comfortable being in your vicinity.
Why not? What's wrong with my vicinity?
Well, it's lovely, but I'm just not in the mood.
Well, what do you mean the mood for?
Being just outside your vicinity.
Oh, I know. Well,
do you mind?
I don't mind at all.
Excellent.
The wire's quite long on this. We could probably achieve the podcast without inflicting vicinity on anybody.
I'm glad. Vicinity's overrated, I think.
It is, isn't it? What's the point?
I mean, your girlfriend lives the other side of the planet.
That's right. We don't give a shit about fucking vicinity. Vicinity.
Vicinity means nothing.
Nothing. Anyway, let's stop worrying about that and have some crisps.
Do you think in the future, like in... Is it Judge Dredd? Or
yeah.
Is it the other one I think it's Judge Dredd.
I think it's Judge Archibald Simmons, isn't it?
Where he gets...
Put them kids away. Hey? What?
Fritzel. They should name crisps. They should call them Fritzels.
That's a good name for crisps.
That would be brilliant.
I like it. I'd buy a crisp called a Fritzel.
What's their kind of selling point? If you eat one, well, perhaps you can't get into the pack. Except after 15 years, when the police help you do it.
Hey.
How about that?
Or
when one of the crisps gets out and cries for help at a hospital.
Help me! I'm a Fritzel! some salt on me. It's in the packet. What's the, what are we on about? Hymns. Let's go back to that.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a favourite hymn from the school days?
The Jericho one was good. I like getting angry at
what's
that one.
What's the sound of the Jericho one? How does it go? It sounded ominous.
Down came the walls of Jericho. Jericho.
That's
Jericho.
Amazing.
Down came the walls of Jericho. Jericho. Jericho.
That's like a rock song. That's I've never heard that before.
It was a pretty scary song.
J-E-S-U-S is... He's the king of me, da-da-da. He's the king of the universe, the jungle, and the sea, bubble splash.
Wow.
Remember that one?
No.
That was a cool one. I didn't like the king of me business, though, because if I saw Jesus, I'd say, who's he? Oh, you're not the king of me. And you know what? He's not. King of me is Lenny Henry.
King of everyone is Lenny Henry.
Frankly, we like him now. We've changed our mind about Lenny. We like him now.
Yeah, he keeps doing that advert. Have you seen where he tries to do a Jack Nicholson-style Shining pose? It's brilliant.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I don't know what it's advertising. He just sticks his head, like... I think it's something... I think he, like, sticks his head through a broken door, like Jack Nicholson in The Shining.
Does it say here's Lenny?
No, I don't
think it does. I'm just having a guess. I don't know. It sounds awful.
I think it says something like, had a bad stay in a hotel. And then he's advertising Travel Lodge.
Oh.
Which, frankly, you know what? I kind of before... I used to think, Travel Lodge. I don't want to stay in a Travel Lodge. But I quite like them, though.
Oh,
£9 for a night. And
but they're miles away from anything. They're usually like a flight path of some planes. Those are absolutely horrible. The staff are shitbags who hate you. You go in and they go, whatever you want, you slag. And you go, I'd like a room, please. They go, all right, but you got to sleep on my syringes. Or something. I don't know. I'll be honest, I've never been to one.
Have you not? The only thing that's bad about a travel lodge is you have to go to reception. You say, hi, can I borrow the iron,
can please? I borrow the dildo, please? The commercial shared dildo that all the travel lodge members use.
Can you imagine? One of these travel lodges has got like 100 rooms, maybe.
That's a lot of dildo to go around.
Well, I'm not talking about the dildo.
What are you talking about?
I needed to iron my clothes. What's a dildo going to do there?
When a knight won his spurs in the story of old, he was gentle and brave, he was gallant and bold. That's my favourite.
I don't know this one.
It's brilliant.
Do they vary really kind of radically from school to school?
There must be some we've got in common. Did we not? There was one there's water of life, Jesus gives you. You know what? He doesn't, does he? It's the water cycle.
It's Evian.
Evian gives. Why don't they do that for an advert?
That would be good.
The choir going,
they do
there's
that.
Water of life. Evian gives us the water of life. So do Volvic and other brands. There's water of life. Blah, 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 trouble and strife. It'd be brilliant, wouldn't it?
That would be good. They do the baby one, don't they?
There's
Yeah, that one.
I don't know. Oh, is that the one where they're on roller skates and stuff?
I think there is one, but the Evian one is they kind of do what do they call it? Synchronized
swimming.
Evian, like babies doing
synchronized and on and Evian. That'd be good. Why didn't they do that?
Evian. Down came the walls of Evian.
Brilliant.
They splashed in the water and formed a drink. They put it into bottles and they drank it for more than the cost of tap water.
You missed a brilliant rhyme there, because when you said drink, you could have gone, they put it in the bottles and made it a drink, which is twice as expensive as out of the sink. Hey,
that's
listen,
good.
If there's any advertisers out there, we'll do it, man. We'll write your jingles for pittance.
What would we charge?
A pittance.
A pittance. How much is a pittance?
Add a pittance to my account.
What is a pittance?
A pittance. It's just a small amount of money, isn't it?
You know what?
I don't know where it comes from.
I think it depends. I know we're hopping back. Like a working class man, a pittance would be like a penny.
That's true.
But I'd regard a pittance as... You know what? Do you have a little rule? I have a little rule, right?
What's your little rule? Is it a tiny rule for measuring your penis?
No, right. If I'm sat in the office and someone...
Brilliant, I love that Rob. I think he's brilliant. That Rob off the podcast. He's a funny fucker. Tiny rule for... All right, sorry. Please tell your story.
No, what I was trying to say is...
go on.
Say you're in the office.
Yep.
Tap, 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 tapping away. And someone says, I'm popping around the shops. Would you like something?
Ah.
Right. Actually, no, switch that around. It'll make more
you
sense.
You want me to be the fetcher?
No, I'm the fetcher.
All right, I'm in the office.
So you're typing away. And
I'm typing away as I normally do. Blah, 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 blah. That's what I do when I'm typing.
And I say, does anyone want anything from the office?
Yeah.
You want
a kebab?
No, it's too expensive.
a Mars bar.
A Mars bar.
20 Mars bars.
So you want a Mars bar?
No.
You say, here's the money.
Dan, I know what I want. I want 20 Mars bars.
I can't get... No,
here's
it won't
work. The money.
The kind of story won't work if you do.
Oh, all right. I'll take one Snickers.
You go to your wallet.
What's in your wallet? Let's not do that. What?
To your wallet. My rule says that because what you're having is less than £1, I'll say don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry, it's fine.
Yeah, I know. It's a tricky one, isn't it?
Yeah, but or if you kind of buy something for someone and they have like they say I'll pay you afterwards, and they go to give you the money. I'll say if it's less than £1,
yeah,
I don't care.
You're a generous man. I just say give me that pound.
Yeah, but
fuck.
In the back of my mind, I do hope that when they go to the shops and I ask for a Mars bar,
yeah,
when I go to my wallet, knowing full well I've got nothing in it,
yeah,
before I get to it, they will say, "Don't,"
but that's
worry
risky.
About it.
Because if you go to your wallet, they think, oh, he's going to give me some money. I won't say that. Don't worry about it. You've got nothing in there but a moth.
I know.
I usually make a joke out of it. I just go, you know, I did get to the Mars bar last time. Like that in a sort of officious way. Like I do it deliberately, sarcastically officious.
That's all that's been playing on your mind for the last week. You've not thought about what you've been doing.
But it was. That's literally all I was thinking about.
You've just been typing like JKLH, JKLH, JKLH.
Waiting to get your pound back.
Yeah, and then you could have gone, oh.
It's just the words.
Just want, when are they going to go to the shop so I can say I'd like a Mars bar and not have to pay for it?
Can you imagine if they just looked over your shoulder and you've just been typing page after page after page of Gillian owes me a pound, just over and over and over again, like a psychopath.
Yeah.
Office culture.
Do you think that's a reasonable... So for me, a pittance is a pound.
Mm.
That's what a pittance is. It's a pound.
Mm.
Would you know if a pound went missing now at my wallet, I wouldn't have a clue.
I'd know exactly.
Really?
Yes. When the night won his spurs in the store. I think, I would. I'm always sort of pretty much aware of how much dosh I'm carrying around.
I think anything more than a pound, I'd know. But anything a pound, we'll say 99 pence or less, is basically irrelevant.
Yeah, okay.
It's neither here nor there.
Nor even there.
It's not even there. There's quite a nice place. I've been there.
Here's better.
Here is better.
But anyway, that's moot because it's in neither of those two locations that you specified.
Point. A cow wouldn't.
Cow wouldn't even look at it. So, what would happen?
So basically, that's it. Yeah, my definition of a pittance, which we would only get paid for being this advertising company, is anything less than a pound. All so right. If we got paid a pound for this or more, I'd be happy.
Because it's more than a pittance.
Yeah,
but working for more than a pittance isn't that great? As if it's £1, 1p. Or even £1 if 99p is the official pittance.
Well, at the
margin.
Moment, we're doing this for less than a pittance.
Less than a pittance. We're doing it for more than a pittance, Dan. We're doing it for a child's laughter or something. I don't know.
A baby's laughter? Could you give us that?
Do you like that? You got a bit of a chub on there, I noticed.
Do you remember... Have you ever got a chub on in a public place?
Always. I've got one now. Always got a chub on. I know why you're worrying about this.
Why?
The lap dancing quandary.
I'm intrigued.
Dan's office, we're going out for a lap dance, as they do, these twats in offices, and Dan was worried about what happens if he gets a bit of a... bit of a chub on while he was watching the lady with her sexy curves and boobs and bottom and vagina there.
Well, I don't know whether it's kind of... It would be regarded as rude not to. Or whether it would be regarded as rude to.
Yeah, like if she looks down...
Yeah.
You've got a tent peg on.
And you're kind of like checking your emails on your BlackBerry.
You know, that's rude. She's putting her all into boogieing on down and you're checking your BlackBerry. That's no good. You should be checking your strawberry, mate.
But I don't know. I don't know how it works because, it also depends on the type of trousers you wear.
I don't think they're interested. I think they just, I don't think they even know what they're doing.
Just kind of wobbling about.
They just sort of report to work like you do. They don't give a shit. They're just not worried about
you.
What you should do when she's dancing, you just go, popping out for a Mars bar, do you want anything? And she'll go, oh, get me a Snickers. And you go, do you know what? Don't worry about it. And you just go out, bring it back. And then for the rest of your life, you'll hate it because you won't see her again. And you'll be going, she owes me a pittance.
You know what I did? I bought my, what are they called? You know when you go to the dentist?
Is it a snail plough?
No.
You know when you go stumped.
To... No, I wasn't asking you then. I was going to finish what I was saying.
It was rhetorical,
then
was
you...
it?
No. I tell you what, do you want me to say the word question mark after I've finished what I'm saying and then you know when to answer?
But a question mark? Oh, right then, okay.
Right. I went to the dentist.
Did you? Yep.
And there's clearly the dentist at the dentist, the man who does your teeth. And then there's also a lady that kind of...
dental nurse.
That's the one.
Or a hygienist. There's two different things.
It was the dental nurse.
Okay.
Anyway, the dental nurse...
looking into your gob?
No, I bought her a bottle of Pepsi Max.
Why?
Because she had given me one.
What? Why is your dental nurse buying you drinks?
Because I got a bit dizzy. Because I got a bit nervous and I needed some sugar.
Did she get you some toilet paper?
No.
Okay.
So she gave me a bottle of pop to kind of like give me some energy.
It's going
to
rot your teeth. That's not what.
I know, but I was nervous. I was kind of like almost passing out.
All right then. I'll let you off this time.
She wasn't expecting it back. She wasn't expecting it back at all.
Right.
So I went, after doing my visit, and I went and bought a bottle of Pepsi Max, and I went back into the dentist's,
would
and I went to the...
Would you buy on the other side?
Rob, what? Don't be so rude. And what? I went back and I gave... Let me just finish. And I went and gave the people who were at reception the bottle and said, could you give it to Christine or whatever her name was?
Christine.
I
know Christine.
I knew who she was, so I just said her name.
I can't believe Christine started working as a dental nurse.
No, could you believe?
After all these years in philatetics.
She had so much potential. and then she took it, and I've not seen her since. Do you think lap dancers have supervisions?
No. What are you talking about?
Like, you know, as a librarian, do you have a supervision?
What
like,
are you on about? What's a supervision?
Like, once every 6 weeks, maybe...
Do you mean they're under supervision?
No.
The KGB?
No, like your kind of superior will have a sit down with you and go, how do you think things are going?
Oh, is that what you mean?
Yeah, like a...
Oh, I thought it was two words you were using, a supervision.
Oh, no, like an X-Men secondary power.
Yeah, like visions from the future.
And they can see through trousers to see whether the man's got a whoopsie or not.
A whoopsie? a whoopsie where I come from is poo. And the cat does a whoopsie.
I count it as both.
It's the same thing for you.
If I got a chubbon in a public place, I'd go, whoopsie.
And everyone would forgive you. And I'd go, oh, hey, go on, little charmer.
I'd put both my hands in the air with my palms facing upwards and go, whoopsie.
That gets you out of anything, doesn't it?
It does, especially if you're wearing jogging bottoms. I wore a pair of jogging bottoms for the first time in 4 years the other day.
Were you off jogging?
No. You know what I did?
Oh,
I wore them.
Very inappropriate.
I wore them under a pair of jeans so I'd be warmer in the snow.
Mm.
Because of the kind of like the British wipe of snow. everything was snowy.
Oh,
I walked into my kitchen, just everything, pots and pans, the snow on them. Everywhere. Snow got everywhere.
Why John Snow? Is there some snow on him?
He was covered. You couldn't see his face.
For the snow. He was snow.
You could see his back because he was lying on his back.
What about Peter Snow?
No, not him. Not like sleet.
Weird, isn't it?
Just covered in
ironic
sleet.
Ironic almost.
He had sleet in his eyes.
What about Claire Rayner? And other weather-based names. The agony aunt Claire Rayner, was she all wet?
No, Philip Schofield though. You should have seen him.
What do you mean?
The snow on him, amazing.
You mean his hair's gone white?
White.
Yes, very good. Very good. Philip Schofield.
Bless.
Vampiric.
Isn't it lovely? Our sort of age, you know, we've kind of watched Philip Schofield go from a sort of quite exciting.
Children's presenter. That's where we know him from, I guess.
To a sort of a more sensible grey man.
Oh, I can't believe you're falling for the propaganda. He's a vampire. That's why he's coloured his hair white, to put us off the scent, to pretend that he's ageing. For God's sake, we've been through this. You don't remember, do you? You're one of his, aren't you? You're one of his.
No.
You're a Schofield.
Don't call me a vampire.
You might be.
It's like calling me, common.
It's a class thing, is it? Yeah. You don't want to be considered vampiric.
I don't want to. No, there's the upper class. The
just face
middle,
it. What? You're one of Schofield's holy army of the night.
I'm not a holy army. Of, I'm not
holy anything.
I'm not holy anything.
Holy, 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 holy.
What was the one which said, "Can smell bacon in the morning"? There's jet planes refueling in the air.
The smell of bacon as a fessing up my laces. I'm just making it up now, but I know
that's
the one
the
you
one.
Mean. Oh, yeah, it goes, and I mustn't forget. And I mustn't forget to say a great big wank you. I mustn't forget. What was that about? What a stupid fucking song.
I don't know.
What a stupid. Bird fucking song. If I went back to school, if I was became a headmaster by some horrible miscarriage of justice, I would make them sing songs like that. Make them worship Satan in a sort of passive aggressive way. What was your favourite hymn again?
The apples are orange. No, the apples are rubbish. Orange. No,
the apples are ripe.
The plums are
red.
The broad beans are sleeping in a blankety bed.
That's the one.
Oh, broad beans sleeping in a blankety bed. I want to be in a blankety bed with broad beans.
Oh, that's when I'll twist my handle.
Oh.
What's the one about...
What's it right?
The other one about food. Hungry, hungry, I am hungry. Table, table, here I come. I could eat a goose moose burger, 15 pickles and a purple plum. What's a goose moose burger? I don't know.
I don't think it would work if you asked it Wetherspoons for the beer and butter. What kind of burger would you like? I'd like a goose meat thing and a pint of Guinness. That's brilliant.
They'll say,
Guinness.
Come again, I'm sorry, what? You go, a pint of Guinness, please. He goes, no. The other thing is like, goose moose burger. I'm sorry, mate, we don't do whatever that is. He just says.
He goes, do you not remember?
Do you remember the song?
And then you break
out. I could eat a goose meat burger, 15 pickles and a purple plum. Because first of all, we don't do pickles, plums. What a goose moose burger! A goose moose? What is that hideous crossbreeding experiment you've got in mind? What the fuck is that?
How do you picture a goose moose?
I think he's got the arse of a goose and the head of a moose. That's another song. The arse of a goose and the head of a moose. It's a goose moose burger. Now what are those boards? £5.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
It is brilliant. I'd eat that. I wouldn't. I'm vegetarian. Why would I eat a horrible perversion of nature like that when I won't even eat a normal pig? Well, the question is, would I eat genetically modified, genetically created meat? Because this is in the news today. Some scientist has, he reckons he can just grow rashers of bacon from stem cells.
Oh, wow.
So there's no pig involved. No, nothing dies. Question is, would I eat the bacon? I probably would.
See, I wouldn't then.
Why?
I don't want bacon that's not actually come from a pig.
Why? Oh, is it the death that appeals to you? Is that what you want to eat?
No.
It doesn't matter. Oh, as long as it's got to be dead. That's the main thing I look for in my food. It's got to be dead. What are you on about?
It's weird thinking it's all grown out of like a day. That it's grown out of a jar.
Why? It's not in a jar. It's in a vat. There's a big difference.
Could you imagine if you went you were trying to have a child and then you couldn't have a child and the doctor said, actually, we could make you a child, but we'd just make him out of bones and things.
No.
Is it still okay?
That's not the same thing.
No, I don't want a child made out of bones.
That's a different analogy. If you had a child made in a jar, of course you'd have it. It's an in vitro baby. Test tube baby. What's wrong with that?
I don't want a baby made out of bones.
Why?
Neither do I want a pig.
Not made out of bones.
And I don't want bacon not made out of a pig.
Why? It's the same thing, made in a jar. That's what a test tube baby is.
Well, maybe I'll come round eventually.
Oh, you're such a racist.
For the moment, though, I don't want bacon. I don't know where it's come from, really.
No, of course you don't. It could not even be bacon. It could be just some horrible man's bum. It could be like what they take off fat people. Like liposuction bacon. How do you know? It could be anything.
Maybe. Actually, you know what? I think you're right. I'll just agree with you.
Because I'm shouting a lot.
Yes.
That's my... That was good in the debating society at school because you just go, Shout, 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 shout. And they go, oh, I see your point.
Does that ever happen?
Just shout!
You know, like in a traditional relationship, in a... Does an argument ever end with, actually, you're probably right? Or in between friends?
I think that has happened to me because quite often somebody else has won the conversation and I've changed my mind at the last second and just gone, actually, you are probably right.
Oh, but then...
it does happen.
Then does the person say, are you just saying that so I don't carry on?
No, but I'm friends with a guy who's very good at arguing points, and sometimes I do come around.
Just to shut him up?
Just mainly shut him up.
Yeah. Loud shit. I kind of regret sometimes starting an argument.
Sometimes regret living.
No, I sometimes regret starting something that I know actually kind of didn't have any real basis in anything. And that I'm
so it's an opinion you held.
I'm just defending it now, just for the sake of defending.
Based on nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, never do that. You can always come around. You can always confess to being. Yeah. You can confess to being wrong.
I think that's maybe what I did with the bacon thing. I feel kind of guilty now about just wanting pigs to die, just so I can
eat jar pig. It's good.
It'd be weird though, a pig being born and growing up without actually living, having any consciousness.
Got a crisp.
No, I'm okay,
but it's never existed as a pig. It's not like you grow a pig in a jar. You literally grow a rasher of bacon in a jar. Mm. And that's it. What's wrong with that? It's good. Or on a vine.
You know what? When I taste it.
Would you go like, if you went picking grapes on a vine to make wine, instead of that, go out picking...
What if they grew grapes on a pig?
It's, you know, like PYO strawberries, right? Instead of picking your own strawberries, PYO pork chops. It's good, isn't it?
I guess so.
Yeah, it's good.
I guess so. Would you eat grapes if they perhaps grew on a pig?
No, because as a vegetarian, that doesn't work, does it?
Does that not work?
No, because you're still exploiting
animals.
No, but
you don't kill the pig, you just pick them off it. It's like milk.
I don't drink milk either. No.
Do you not drink milk?
No.
You know what?
What?
I think we've just discovered another similarity. I don't drink milk either.
Why don't you drink milk?
Just don't really
don't
want
like
to.
I like it.
No,
it's not
fine.
Noble.
I just
I'm noble, you're not.
You don't drink milk.
I'm noble.
Is it because you've got a fear of udders?
When a knight won his... Yeah, it is.
I've got a fear of udders.
Down in the walls of Jericho.
That was the first line.
Let's sing that Jerusalem song. How does that go?
Jerusalem. Jerusalem.
I think that's the one, yeah. It's a slightly nationalistic English song, isn't it? The Jerusalem one. But against all my principles, I really like it.
Jerusalem.
It's the one that goes, we can build Jerusalem in England's green and pleasant. Wait for it. Land. That one.
What they're trying to say is then we concrete up the local village greens and put little sections of Jerusalem.
Well, Jerusalem is a simile or a synonym, isn't it, for paradise or utopia?
I don't want that.
That's the idea.
I like.
Oh, I don't want that. Endless lovely pleasure in utopia. That'd be rubbish.
I don't. I'd be devastated if everything was perfect. What am I going to moan about?
Have a crisp.
I don't want a crisp.
Oh, sorry. What?
I'd be devastated if everything was perfect.
Why? Because you couldn't moan anymore.
Yeah.
Fucking middle class bastard.
I like seeing little dirty cans on the floor and I go, who's dropped that?
That's a very feeble state of mind that you're living in.
You're feeble. You were in a bus today. We were in a bus.
Wow.
And you thought you could just put rubbish on the floor because someone else had already put rubbish on the floor.
I put rubbish
on
the floor.
You did.
Put you on the floor. That's rubbish. What are you on about? What do you mean when I took my shoe off?
No, you kicked a bottle.
I didn't. That was already there. That wasn't mine.
Yeah, but you could have at least not kicked it.
What's the difference? You're an idiot.
Why didn't you pick it up? Put it in a bin?
I'm not interested. It's not my rubbish.
Told me to throw my rubbish all over the floor.
I thought it'd be funny if you did. Then I could go, oh, rubbish dropper.
I don't drop rubbish. I'll wait until there's an appropriate place to put it. I know it's just going to be put in landfill. It might as well be put in the same bloody place as a bus, but still.
Here's an idea. Sure. Let's have a sing song.
God save our gracious Queen. Sing fry.
Oh, nice. Da 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 da. Stephen Fry. Da da da. Queen Stephen Fry.
Why
do birds suddenly appear every time
we drink
beer? Just like Stuart Lee,
I like to be
close to poo. Stephen Fry. The last Stephen Fry, that didn't make much sense, but what kind of song could be benefited from a little bit of Stephen Fry?
I wonder what. Could you fit?
What?
Does Stephen Fry... I don't think Stephen Fry fits into
an elevator.
He would fit in an elevator.
Yeah, we know this from his Twitter, his famous tweet.
He was in an elevator with some other people as well.
Imagine that, being in an elevator with some other people.
He wouldn't get out.
What?
If I was in with him... He'd never get out.
You'd kidnap him.
I'd say, oh, it's broke.
You'd hit the panic button. Maybe that's what happened. Maybe there's another little...
a crazy fan.
Stephen Fry fan in there.
Oh,
just a suggestion.
I'm a bit jealous.
You'd love to be trapped in a lift with Stephen Fry. Would. What would you do?
Really tiny lift.
Would you just ask him lots of questions about the meaning of the universe?
No, you know what I'd do?
I'd rape him hard against the wall?
You know what I'd do? I'd kind of do it in my sort of like the way I like to travel. I'd like just kind of sit with him and...
have a bit of a natter.
Yeah, but not go too deep. I probably wouldn't kind of like reference the fact that he's Stephen Fry. I'd just say, how are you doing?
Hello, mate. Who are you then? And he'd go, you don't know me. And I'll go,
he wouldn't do that. He'd be far too humble.
No, because he's so famous. Everybody knows him in the world, even in the third world and on the moon. They all know him.
Even
back in time.
And in the future.
He's more famous than, like, Buddha or Hitler, any of those big lads. And everybody knows him. And so because you're the one who doesn't, you're the brain-dead freak who doesn't know him,
he'll
go,
you for it.
I'd love you. I would totally fucking marry you up the bum. That's what he'd say. Totally marry you up the bum.
Oh. I don't know. I don't like him that way.
Huh?
So, you're not a fan of Twitter, are you, really?
No, I hate it. Does it work if I'm over here?
I think so. Oh, say something. I'll look at the monitor
thing. Something. I'm talking. I'm saying something. Does it work?
Yes.
Really? Is it the same?
Well, no, it won't be the same. We can still hear you, though.
Coming back up.
You're just saying...
Don't worry, folks.
You sound more distant, like a tiny man trapped in a long tunnel.
Ooh, like Rob Brydon's impression.
Or like one of Joseph Fritzl's victims.
Excellent.
I did notice how tiley the walls were.
How what?
Tiley.
Tiley?
Yeah. Is that a word?
Tile covered.
Yeah.
Fritzl's little there. What are you talking about?
And you know, all I could think was, you've got to go through to quite some effort to build a dungeon and then tile it.
Yeah. Well, maybe it existed already.
Surely he didn't get... No, he didn't. He built it, I think.
Did it?
Yeah, I think so. Extended it, at least. And you think, he didn't get someone else. He couldn't kind of like hire someone and go, do you mind just tiling my dungeon? He must have done it himself.
No, you know what I think happened? I think once he got her in the dungeon, he was a bit embarrassed to go down and see her. So he'd sort of go down on a pretense and he's going, oh, don't mind me, I'm just doing a really old tiling.
I need rewiring, I'll just get my little electric.
So it was very high spec dungeon because he kept going down with excuses. And she was going,
I appreciate that you're doing your jobs there, but could you maybe not imprison me here and keep raping me?
And he'll go, oh, I'd love to, darling, but I'm just earthing this plug.
Do you think sometimes he just walked down and went, scratch his head?
Just pretends he forgot why he went in there.
I don't even know what I came down here for.
But nice to see you.
Well, I'm down here.
Who for a penny, in for the pound.
Is that kind of tragedy long enough ago to make fun of?
I don't care, to be honest. If it was today, I'd be... You're laughing about it.
If it hadn't happened yet, she was still stuck down there. We were the only ones who knew.
I'd still joke about it. That's the line there. If we were partial to this information somehow, because we'd probably put her there. And then, by the way, guys, we're not actually evil. But we are evil.
We don't have a dungeon either.
We don't have a dungeon.
We don't have.
And anyone who says we do is lying. I thought there is a cellar in this house, actually.
Is there?
What's the difference between a cellar and a dungeon?
If there's someone being raped in there.
So if it's really a utility, isn't it? It's the same.
Yeah, a dungeon is like if anything bad happens in a cellar, it's a dungeon.
Does it have to be underground?
Yeah.
A dungeon has to be underground. So yeah. You can't have a dungeon in the attic.
No.
Or...
Don't
why?
Be so daft.
But if you've got torturing equipment in there.
It's a hell attic.
It's a hell attic. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Or the sixth realm, I think.
What's that?
It. I don't know. That's what I'd call
just
it.
Sounds just frightening, doesn't it?
It's just like where a Hellraiser would live.
It's like, yeah, it's like something the psychopath.
Actually, do we know what Pinhead's real name is?
Pinhead?
Yeah. It's not Pinhead. That's a nickname.
Yeah. It is.
Is it really?
Just Pinhead.
I thought it was a nickname.
I think
for
it's Jeff
it.
Pinhead. Jeff Pinhead.
Can you imagine
you know,
him sitting down with
off
his...
the Hellraiser films. That's what he adds to the end.
His little career advisor at secondary school saying, well, what do you want to be? He's like, oh, I'm all right at art. I'm all right at art. I can do a bit of drawing now and again. Maths ain't too good. Maths is never too good.
Or I could be an eternal oppressor in the sixth realm.
She's like, well, I've done this little search and I've put in all your details on this little gadget on the
I
computer.
Think you should be a wig manufacturer.
And it tells me what you could actually do as a living. It's a saucer of hell. I don't know how we're going to get you into that. Like, or just see how it sort of pans out.
In the meantime, I'll keep up my Saturday job as a pincushion. It's a nice idea, isn't it, that his career advisor got him onto that.
Yeah. I like it with most, like superheroes as well. It'd be lovely. Well, I've got laser beam eyes. I can fly. I mean, I seem to be like impenetrable as far as bullets are concerned.
Mm.
And she goes, well, the computer says you could be a carpenter.
That's exactly what happened to Jesus, isn't it?
He was actually a superhero.
I can walk on water, turn that very same water with my sweaty feet sweat in there into wine. My blood is basically wine. I can heal the sick, bring people back from the dead, fly, that sort of thing. Maybe you can be a carpenter.
I'll give that a go.
I'll give that a go. That's good. My dad's a carpenter, one of them anyway. She goes, oh, how modern. Rubbish Jesus jokes. What's your favourite hymn with Jesus in it? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus will come back and destroy us all. What are the...
I think we're kind of out of hymns. I don't know if there anymore.
What's that about starving children? Would you walk by on the other side when starving children cry?
They're all really tragic, aren't they?
I like that one.
Maybe we should. Horrible. I don't want to fear things.
What about those funky Methodist hymns? The newer ones, like that one about flow, river, flow, fill this land with your father's monkey's praise on the turf of. I don't remember it now.
You know what? If I were a god.
if you were a god, Sil.
I think the flooding thing. I think it's a pretty good idea.
Lay off the flooding. That's what I say to God. Lay off the flooding.
You think?
Yeah, it's not really popular, is it?
Well, I mean, it's
kind of God's PR man. I know you love plagues and flooding, but come on.
You know what I thought?
Get
that,
with the
if,
New
if you
Testament.
Go with, if you go with the flooding, the only people that are going to survive are people who like boats, right?
Yeah.
Could you imagine a world
cunts, aren't they?
Full of people?
What happened to the other
like
people with boats?
I presume they lived.
Well, that's against the whole point of the flood, isn't it? I thought the only survivors were Noah and his disgusted inbred family.
Well, it didn't really kind of like talk about the rest of them, but I think you're supposed to just make your own mind up, really.
That's the basic problem with the Bible, isn't it? Like, they don't give you the important
details. It's very
one
sided.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like all that business about when Adam's grandson goes off and has it off with somebody and has a baby. You think, well, who else is there? There's no one else in the world. It's just you.
Mm.
Get with it, Bible editors.
I think they should have released numerous Bibles from different people's points of view.
Oh, wow, that'd be good. Like League of Gentlemen Series 3.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
I like the idea of the snake. Like beforehand, he was playing poker down the local Eden casino.
Yeah, Eden casino.
And then he had a few drinks and he thought, oh, I'm going to be a bit naughty. And then he headed off, a bit tipsy, out into the garden. And then he stumbled across Adam.
Eve.
And there, Adam.
Eve. Stumbled across Eve. Yeah, she's the one who talked to the snake.
Oh, yeah.
He saw Eve and he went, I'm having that. And he went, I am a snake after all.
I'm basically a...
insert myself.
I'm a rattler.
Oh, God, that's horrible. So there you go. The first woman who ever existed was walking around with a snake, hanging out of a vagina, rattling out a rhythm. Oh, yeah.
Why would she go back to Adam after all that?
Well, that's what I was wondering. That's probably why she got chucked out.
Get
out. That's what God said. Here, you, sling your bloody hook. That's what God said. That's my impression of God. Whenever I do that Cockney voice, it's God. Here, back off. That's God, that is.
That's quite good.
Here, Moses. All right, if that's your real name, seems a bit old-fashioned to me. Here's what I'd call my 10 golden rules. I will call them commandments. Yeah, all right, whatever. Stop. Number one. Don't shag other birds.
Do not commit adultery.
Yeah, that's it. Nice one, mate. Number two, is it? Yeah. Don't nick your mate's shit.
Thou shalt not steal. That's... Yeah, okay, I'll put that.
Oi, who's paying you for this editorial? Rule number three. Oh, cheers, mate. Rule number three, right. Rule number three... Don't cover your mate's arse.
Thou shalt not cover your neighbour's ass.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, I like it. American. Wacky. Number four. Do not... what's the other ones? Do not lock her in the basement and make her eat pins. Because that ain't on, is it, Squire?
Yeah, I'll just put something about honouring your parents for that one.
Well, you know best, I suppose. Anyway, let's do it Old Testament style. All right, I'll just put the rest in myself, shall I?
I think that's how it happened, didn't it?
I think, yeah, I mean, it seems like quite an accurate portrayal.
Yeah. So,
why did they chisel stuff into big slates? Why did they use a pen and paper?
Because they hadn't invented it yet.
It's not the hardest bloody thing.
Stupid man, you stupid fucking idiot.
Write it in sand.
Do you ever wish you could say that to people? Jessica, question. Just go, because they're lemurs, you stupid fucking twat. Don't you just... Oh, just... Why don't you just fucking lick my anus, you fucking prick? You don't just want to really lash into somebody like that?
No.
No, me neither. I'm just,
in my mind, I do, but I just don't know.
Well, in your mind's the only way of wanting it.
Oh, I guess so.
Yeah. God's back again. Hang on, that's not God, is it? Because didn't we decide God was a stand-up comedian last time?
That was Jesus, wasn't it?
Jesus was, but I'm sure God was as well, because he's going, don't you hate it when you're making the universe and you've got nothing left but twigs or something? Yeah, don't you hate it, right, when you down the nags and you're getting it off with some bird and then she starts talking at you and you think, you slag, you shab, you slag, I'm trying to get myself off here, you know what I'm supposed to do, and you'll fucking blah, 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 blah. That's what I hear when you're talking, blah, blah, blah.
That's what happens when you pray to God. You go, dear God, please could you find it to deliver my grandmother from the horrendous cancer that's metastasizing gradually through her body.
Here, listen to what I'm hearing from you. Where, blah, 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 blah. If you ask me, it's probably not, he's fucking Polish.
That's what... But God, didn't you technically, you know, make the Polish if you had a problem with them? Could you not?
Eh, I'm not paying you to talk, you slag, suck it.
Why is God such a horrible man in this fantasy? Horrible Cockney man. Why is he Russell Brand?
Oi, I've got an idea. Let's phone that cunt off that Fawlty Towers. That'd be funny, wouldn't it? Oi, I shagged your granddaughter. Didn't I? Ride off years ago, but mind you, I would have done. Bye.
That's enough from God for one.
Yeah, he's he's quite a busy man.
He is a very busy man.
He's got to go and kind of cause some natural disasters somewhere else in the world.
Anyway, Heidi's waiting. Draw a bit.
That's what he says. Would he say draw a bit?
Nah, I say smell you later.
That's the one.
Put my finger.
My big. Massive lottery figure.
Yeah, it could be you. Probably won't be.
The odds are against you.
The odds are against you. Frankly, I can't believe he was ever born in the first place. Of that sperm egg system I put in. Oh, how fucking complicated is that? Can't believe they actually did it, dirty bastards.
You toilet. What are you laughing at?
Bless God.
God bless you, God.
Yeah, well, I was supposed to bless myself, you dirty bastard. I ain't going to wank myself off, am I? Nothing like sucking your own dick, is there? Oh, yeah, all right then. Oh, all right, I'll bless me, shall I? Oh, bless myself.
Well, there's nothing to bless God, is there?
Isn't there?
Oh, my God, he's got answers for us, Dan.
Yeah, there's another God, is my boss, basically. Sort of God of gods. Don't like him very much. His name's Brahma. That's the one, Brahma.
Isn't he like the sort of Hindu god?
Yeah, they're the ones that were right all along. Anyway, that's the legacy I'm going to leave you today. Later. Toilets.
Wow, the Hindus were right all along. Anyway.
Brilliant.
See you,
so,
God.
So full of revelations.
Full of revelations.
Revelation after revelation.
Ah. Anyway, that was God. Next time for What's in the Fridge.
We never ran that feature last episode.
Well, let's do it, shall we?
Should we really do it?
What's in the fridge?
Oh, you know what? I thought this was your fridge. It's not your fridge.
No, this is the fridge. I'm over here. Oh, that's a cupboard.
Okay.
We've got tomatoes, olives, butter, leftovers and milk. Ta-da! Brilliant.
That was What's in the Fridge. If we both, you know what usually works? If you both say things at the same time, it sounds like a jingle. Should we say what's in the fridge at the same time?
One, what's in the fridge?
I was going to go one, two, three. Right. I know what's in the fridge sounds like what.
It does, yeah.
Okay, that so I'm going to say one first.
All right.
One, two, three. What's in the fridge?
Rubbish. Let's never do a jingle again.
No, that was okay,
jingles are tricky, aren't they? We just never managed to do them properly last time.
No, they took too much time.
It's ages, didn't they? It's like recorded three podcasts
this format. We basically press record, then talk, and then press stop, and that's it. There's no...
A Barney B, a Barney B. Right. Well, how long is this one now?
It's fucking long. Really fucking long.
It's not really, is it?
I think so.
All right, we're about 40 minutes now, so we'll...
Tatty
bye. This is bye-bye from me. Bye-bye from me. And...
Bye.
Bye-bye from... Bye-bye from me.